ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत आदि लीला चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 2 Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Vande. They see the board here. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Saha Uditau Gaura Udaye Pushpavantau Chitrau Sham Dau Tamaha Nudau. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahauditau Gaurodaye Pushpavantau Chitrau Shandau Tamonudau. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditau Gaurodaye Pushpavantau Chitrau Shandau Tamonudau. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gaura to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. But directly given to this verse, the purport is later given in Bengali by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Shreshtam Manamapi Shatiputramatra Surupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sha. Then I'll read a few more verses. The verse that we chanted together is from the Mangalacharan, the auspicious invocation of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there are several verses therein specifically dedicated to Nityananda Prabhu, which I shall now read. Sankarsana karana toya shai garbhoda shai cha payodhi shai sheshas cha yasyang sakala sanityananda kyarama sharanang namastu namastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance, Sankarshan, Sheshanag, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Maya tite vyapi vaikuntha loke puraishvarye shri chaturvyuha madhye rupam yasyod bhati sankarshanakyam tang shri nityananda ramam prapadye. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Rama, who is known as Sankarsana in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. Maya bharta janda sangha shrayanga shete sakshat karanam bodhi madhye yasyai kangsha shri puman adi devas tang shri nityananda ramam prapadye. You like to come? You're welcome to come. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Rama, whose partial representation called Karano Dakarshai Vishnu, lying on the Karana ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy and the shelter of all the universes. Yasyang Shangsha Sri Lagarbhodashai Yanna Bhyabjang Loka Sanghata Nalam Loka Shrashtu Sutika Dhamma Dhatus Tang Sri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Rama, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakashai Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhodakashai Vishnu sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. Yasyang shang shang sha paratma khilanam pushta vishnur bhati dugdhabdi shai kshauni bharta yatkala sopyanantas Tang Sri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Rama, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Kshirodakarshayi Vishnu is the super soul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Sheshanaga is his further sub-part. Today is a very happy day. Nityananda means always happy. So for devotees in Krishna consciousness, they're always happy. Srila Prabhupada often noted that that is the symptom of a devotee. He would quote, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. To be on the spiritual platform means to be happy. Or actually often in this connection, Srila Prabhupada would say, jolly. Devotee is jolly. Happy, always happy. Now everyone wants to be happy. Always. It's axiomatic. But in this material world, the happiness There is some happiness, but it's very little. And we don't experience it very often. Whatever happiness we get is very limited. It's mixed with distress, and it causes more distress. Whatever happiness we get causes distress. For instance, in the narration of Chitraketu Maharaj, he thought, if only I could get a son, then I could become happy. He got a son, and the son became the cause of more distress. He ended up being more distressed than if he was so distressed at not having a son. Then he got a son, and he became more distressed when the son died. So that's the nature of happiness in this material world. But actually, we're all meant for Nityananda, eternal bliss. And therefore, the yogis, they attempt to detach their consciousness from the illusory happiness of this world, so that they can become situated in a situation of happiness. But generally they think that happiness means cessation of material desires, which means cessation of material bondage, and that's all. Simply to be free from Maya, they think, is happiness. It's analogous to a prisoner who's being tortured every day. He thinks, well, if I could just get free from this prison, then I'll be happy. And actually, if he does get free from the prison, then he will experience some happiness, because he's no longer jailed and he's no longer tortured. But if he has nothing to do, then where's the happiness? He might even think, well, at least in the jail I had some company. My friends were being tortured also. But outside the jail, if there's nothing and no one, there's relief from one kind of distress, but it's another, it's not full happiness. It's an unnatural situation. At least I got fed in the jail, but I don't get any food here. So, persons who want to attain eternal happiness, they must recognize that eternal happiness is in Krishna. Nityananda is a name for Krishna, actually. Nityananda is a name for Balarama avatar Nityananda. But that name is completely applicable to Krishna or Rama. The real yogis, Ramante yogino nante satyananda chiratmani iti rama pade naso param brahma vidhiyate. The real yogis, they recognize that real bliss, yogis are looking for bliss, but they realize that real bliss is in Rama. They take pleasure in Rama, because Rama means all pleasure. And that Rama is not this Ram or that Ram. There are so many people with the name Ram. T.S. Rama Rao is, or was, one famous Telugu person with the name Rama. And people thought they would get pleasure from going to his movies. He was a movie star first, yeah? And then they thought he'd get pleasure from voting for him when he became, like most worn-out movie stars do, they become politicians. But that's not Satyananda, that's Mithyananda. And that's not Nityananda, it's Kshanikananda. There's no real happiness. And where is T.S. Rama Rao now? Oh, the mosquito. Oh!
Maybe it was him.
You never know. Because hero to zero. He was a hero and then they become nothing. So I have nothing particular against him, but just using as an example that the real Ram, who is Nityananda, who is eternally blissful, in actual bliss, is Param Brahma, the supreme reality, the personality of Godhead. And we recognize, what's the translation you say in Telugu? Devadi Deva? What is it for supreme personality of Godhead? Devadi Deva. Devadi Deva Ru. That's not really a translation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is it? In Gita we have Paramam Purusham Divyam. That's better. You don't get this. It's not a translation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is that the standard translation in the Telugu books? Prabhupada used those words very specifically. Yeah, Godhead means the conception of God and then, or the Supreme, and then there's personality and Supreme. So that translation misses the three words there, and of is just a link word, and they're all very important. So you can tell your translator, he should find better words. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Nityananda. And we also by nature are Nityananda. We are meant to be, our constitutional position is to be eternally blissful. But Nitai Pada Pasariya Ahankare Matahoya Nitai Pada Pasariya Asatere Satta Karimani. Becoming bewildered, insane by egoism, forgetting our relationship with Nityananda. We, ahankari mata, we forget Nityananda. We forget what is our real bliss. Who is Nityananda, the personality of Godhead. And we take that which is unreal to be real. Therefore, Shesham Bandha Nahija Britha Janma Gelota. If we don't, in this human form of life, develop our relationship with Nityananda, then we've simply wasted our life. It's a useless. We got born as a human, which is the valuable birth, but we're born and lived and died uselessly. And even though we may have vidya, kula, we may have knowledge, we may have high birth, but what is the use? That won't help us at all. As our, we just met Pandit Sri Vijay Raghavan, who was explaining to us how Ramanuja Acharya was explaining that if you may study all the shastras, but if you don't find Krishna, then it's useless. There's no meaning. You may be a very great pundit. You may be able to explain all the words, break it down into all the dhatus and give this meaning and that meaning, imaginative meaning. Mostly the pundits, they like to break down words and make some different meanings. But at the end of it all, if you don't find Krishna, then you are panditamani. You're just considering yourself to be a great pundit, not actually a pundit. So Nityananda means the supreme reality who is always blissful. He is a person, but he's not a person like us because we are persons, but our real personality is covered by a false conception of considering ourselves to be the enjoyer of this material nature. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they come. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahauditau Gaudo Deye Pushpavantau Chitro Shandau Tamonudo. They're like the sun and the moon have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gouda, which means West Bengal, to wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. So their benediction is to give Nityananda, to give eternal bliss to everyone. How is that possible? What is that eternal bliss? That eternal bliss is in Krishna Chaitanya. So Krishna Chaitanya means the personality, Krishna Chaitanya. It also means Krishna consciousness. Yeah, in Telugu, Krishna consciousness is translated as Krishna Chaitanya. So they've come, Krishna Chaitanya came to give Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda. And Nityananda came to give Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda. There's no Nityananda without Krishna Chaitanya. And there's no Krishna Chaitanya without Nityananda. And whether you take it, that you can take this both ways. There's no Sri Krishna Chaitanya who is Radha Krishna Nahyanya, there's that personality, he doesn't come without Nityananda Balaram. And there's no Krishna consciousness without full eternal bliss, because to be Krishna conscious is to be blissful. So as I open this by saying it's a very happy day, actually in Krishna consciousness, every day is a very happy day. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we become always happy. So if people ask you that, why are you doing this Krishna conscious? You could be earning money and living in a big building and have an expensive car. You can give the answer, Nityananda. What is the answer? Nityananda. We're doing it because this actually brings happiness. The happiness that we won't get by amassing money, power, fame, position, prestige. The happiness we'll get by singing and dancing, chanting the holy names Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara, Shivasadi, Gaura, Bhaktivrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, Paramakarana, Paham Duijana, Nithai Gaura Chandra, Sabha Avata, Sara Shiromani, Kevala Ananda Kanda. Of all the avatars, these two lords, Chaitanya and Nityananda, they are the best, because their path is simply blissful. So, you please chant Hare Krishna for 5 minutes. And we're very blissful, but still, as long as we're in this world, there are various bodily needs and distresses. So, in pursuance of that, I'll take a 5-minute break. Hare Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu bestows Nityananda by giving Krishna Chaitanya. But one important point is that I already said there's no Krishna Chaitanya without Nityananda, which means also that there is no Krishna Chaitanya with Mityananda. We cannot have Krishna consciousness or Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the personality of Godhead, and also have Mityananda or false happiness. If we want to enter into Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness, then we have to be free from all desires, hopes for, endeavors for false happiness. So Nityananda and Mithyananda, they're quite different. They have the appearance of being the same, but they're quite different. So we have to choose if we want Nityananda or Mithyananda. And particularly Nityananda Prabhu helps us to become free from material desires of which aim at the false happiness of this material world. He helps to become free from material desires. Because as long as we are free, not free from material desires, then we cannot fully welcome into our heart Krishna Chaitanya. Sada hridaya kandares puratu va shachinandanaha. Rupa Goswami gives the benediction, may Shachinandana, Krishna Chaitanya, be manifested within the core of your heart. The heart has to become purified. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the process. Chaito darpana marjaram param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. By this Sankirtan, the heart will be purified. And in a pure heart, Krishna will manifest. Krishna is there, but we can't see him because we're not looking for him. We're looking for material happiness. So Nityananda, he helps. And there are many statements in this regard. Narottam Das, in the song we just sung, we said, Nitaina balilo moke mojilo shangsara suke. If we don't chant the name Nityananda, if we don't aspire for Nityananda, then we'll become absorbed in trying to enjoy the so-called happiness of this material world. Therefore, Narottam Das elsewhere prays, Ha Ha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bolo Kano Karo Ami Boro Duki. He prays that you please give me your merciful glance. You are always happy. That's your very name. But I, Narottam Das says, am very distressed. Our kobi, Narottam Das elsewhere sings, Our kobi nitai chande karuna hoibe shangshara bashana mo kobi tuccha hobe. This very important song, which he begins by saying that Goranga bolite hobe pulaka sharia hari hari bolite nayone bobe nia. He's praying for the time when by chanting the name of Goranga, then his hairs will stand on end in ecstasy. And by chanting the name of Hari, Hari Hari, then tears will flow in a stream from the eyes. But then he says also that when will Nityananda, when will I get the mercy of Nityananda and my deep-rooted desires for enjoying this material world will become insignificant. At the present time, the material desire, it's the most significant thing in our life. Our life is our desire. There's no life without desire. The Mayavadis try to get free from all desire, but they're caught in a trap because how can you become free from desire unless you desire to become free from desire? So that's another desire. But material desire, the desire to enjoy this world, as long as we have that desire, then even if sometimes we feel some ecstasy in chanting the names of Krishna, then we swing back like a pendulum or a yo-yo. Sometimes we're feeling bliss in Krishna bhakti. Sometimes we're thinking how to enjoy this material world, back and forth, or more like up and down, up and down, up, like a yo-yo. You know this? You have this yo-yo? You go up and then down, up and then down. So Nityananda helps us to be fixed in Krishna Chaitanya. So we should pray for his mercy, that we can become free from material desires so that we may be situated in the spiritual desire, simply to serve and love Krishna. And without that endeavor or desire to be free from material desires, then our so-called Krishna Chaitanya, it's a kind of cheating. That we want to have spiritual bliss, but at the same time we want to enjoy this material world. But the spiritual bliss comes from Sharanagati, from taking shelter of Krishna and leaving behind the material world. As Krishna famously says, Sarvadhaman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja aham tva sarva papebhyo moksha yishami mashucha. But Shara, taking fully shelter in Krishna, Krishna delivers us from all sinful reactions. But to take shelter means to leave behind all material desire, full surrender. Otherwise, if we surrender and then we think, okay, maybe I'll enjoy this material world again, that's not really full surrender. In fact, as our Pandit Sri will tell us, the Ramanuja Sampradaya is in two divisions over this question. Some say that you surrender once finished, and others, your line, they say that, no, surrender is Sharanam, it means ongoing, not that, okay, I surrendered, now I'm back, yo-yo, up and down, up. But surrender means full, forever. Then there is Nityananda. Otherwise, it's not really full surrender. Of course, one may be on the path. One may have the intention to fully surrender himself to Krishna. But at the same time, there are material desires which from Purava Sanskara, from previous effects in our mind over many lives, so we're like a yo-yo or a pendulum. So that we require the mercy of God to help us to, because Maya is very strong. What do you think? You agree or not agree? If we don't think Maya is strong, there's no way of overcoming. Daivi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantita. If we, prapati, same thing. If we take shelter in him by his grace, we can get free from Maya. So particularly Nityananda, he bestows the spiritual bliss by which we can leave behind this Maya. Rasa bharjam riyasriya sopiyasya parang drishtva nivartate. When we get that higher taste, then we won't desire the lower taste. So Nityananda, he simply gives bliss. He has nothing to do with this material world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He also has nothing to do with this material world. But superficially, he accepted sannyas for the sake of delivering others. But Nityananda, he didn't even do that. There's no formal record of his accepting sannyas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, he very strictly followed all the rules of sannyas to set an example for others. He acted as an ideal acharya. But Nityananda, he's known as avadhut, which means one who doesn't follow any rules and regulations of society. There are different kinds of people don't follow the rules and regulations of society. One is a criminal. That's one kind of person. Someone is uncivilized. They may be living in the jungle. There's no rules for them to follow. Or they may be chandala, living outside the village. They don't follow the rules. They don't follow the Vedic rules. Or they may be a madman. Or they may be a avadhut, which means being situated on the spiritual platform beyond the rules and regulations. So, Nityananda, he's avadhut, beyond the regulations, which to external vision, he often acted like a madman. Kotuki Nityananda Sahaje Pagal in Chaitanya Charitamrita said that, I'm getting mixed up, but it's Sahaje Pagal, it's said of him. That's another one. He's very funny, Kotuki by nature, and by nature he's Pagal. You all know the word, meaning of the word Pagal, means crazy, but it's not the madness of this material. Actually, in this material world, everyone is mad. Nunang pramatak kuru tebe karma. Yad indriya pritiya apinoti. Everyone is mad. Because they're trying to... They're performing sinful activities which cause them distress in the name of pursuing happiness. It's crazy. Apart from that, there are people who even the mad people of this world think are mad. Clinically insane. We see them sometimes standing in the middle of the road. They didn't bathe ever in their life, it looks like. They may be wearing some clothes, some very filthy clothes, directing the traffic. As if the traffic doesn't bother with them. They'll be in the hot sun in midday and in the hottest time of year, they don't notice, they're insane. There's another kind of insanity, and that is the insanity of Krishna Chaitanya, which Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited sometimes. But generally, he would restrain himself when he was in the company of people who could not understand that. For instance, when he first met Ramananda Rai, he and Ramananda Rai embraced each other and they were exhibiting ecstatic symptoms of pure love of Krishna. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu noticed there were about 1,000 people with Ramananda Rai and they were Vedic Brahmanas, many of them, and they couldn't understand. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu restrained himself. So he generally exhibit ecstatic symptoms only in very guarded company, not with everyone. But Nityananda, he didn't have any restrictions and he would do all kinds of things. In Navadvip Leela, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was known as Nimai Pandit, or more formally Vishvamba Mishra, then Nityananda Prabhu came once to the house of Nimai, not only once, he came so many times, but once he came completely naked, fully grown, fully naked. So the devotees were a little embarrassed and concerned. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai called for some cloth and made that into kopin, and he gave to Nitai. Then he took a little piece little pieces from that kopi, little, and said to everyone, you keep this on your head. By doing so, you will be completely free from material lust. He would wander, Nitai would wander around Navadvip, causing all kinds. He would go and milk the cows, let the calves free, so the, as Krishna used to do, so they'd drink all the milk. He would walk up to young girls and propose to marry them. Outrageous behavior. Transcendent, because he's absorbed in love of Krishna, he doesn't consider time, place and circumstance. He doesn't consider he's in the material world at all, because he's absorbed in Nityananda. So sometimes Chaitanya, Nimai, he would say to Nitai that you should behave yourself. You and Nitai would say, me misbehave? Why? What are you talking about? It's you who are misbehaving. I'm not misbehaving. So he's Sahaja Pagal. He's by nature a transcendental madman. In the bliss of remembering Krishna Chaitanya, he behaves like a transcendental madman. Therefore he's called Avadhut. We pray regularly, Sadvaitam, Savadhutam. So Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva. So we offer obeisances to Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya Deva, who is with Advaita, Sadvaitam, Savadhutam. He is with Avadhut. Avadhut here means Nityananda Prabhu. Parijana Sahitam, and with all his associates. So we offer a business like that. So, I'll speak. We're trying to speak something about the glories of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, about whom Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Nityananda Mahima Shindhu Ananta Apa Ekona Sparshi Matro Shikripataha. He said that the ocean of Nityananda Prabhu's glories, Nityananda Mahima Sindhu, is it's Ananta Apa, which are both translated into English as unlimited. There's no end to it, and there's no border to it, I guess we could say. Or there's no crossing it. You can't go beyond it, because it's unlimited. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that because he described in that section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's one chapter of Nityananda Mahima, the glories of Lord Nityananda. He said, I'm just touching a drop of it by his mercy. So in that chapter he describes the Mangalacharan verses we read, how the Sankarshan is an expansion of Balaram. He expands himself from him, all the from Karna Dakar Shai Vishnu, all the universes emanate from his body. Then again he expands as Garbho Dakar Shai Vishnu and enters all the universes, and Kshira Dakar Shai Vishnu enters into every atom in every universe, and that Sankarsana is just a part of Nityananda Rama. So some idea of his glory, his greatness, is given there. Elsewhere in that chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj writes, Nityananda Prabhu Gurna Mahima Apa Shahasra Bodhane Shesh Nahi Pai Ja. That the glories of his qualities are unlimited, And what to speak of me, Krishnadas, Kaviraj says, that even the 1,000-mouthed one, or the 1,000-faced one, namely Ananta Shesha, with his thousands of mouths, he cannot, he's Ananta Shesh, but he cannot find the Shesh, he cannot find the end of the qualities of Nityananda Prabhu. So that Nityananda, we are trying to glorify here. It's not possible for us being tiny living beings to even begin to adequately describe his glories. But by his mercy, we can attempt to do so for our own purification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Mahavadanya Avatar. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha. That Krishna has come with a golden complexion. He is this Krishna, he's known as Krishna Chaitanya, and he's the most magnanimous of all avatars. All the avatars are magnanimous. They only come for the benefit of this world. Otherwise, there's no need for them to come. But he is the most magnanimous. But still, it said that Nityananda is more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests his mercy both personally and through, particularly through Nityananda Prabhu. So another great quality of Nityananda, one special facet of Nityananda Prabhu, special in the sense that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does it also, he does it also, but particularly Nityananda is associated with relieving us from material desires. And another facet of Nityananda, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also does, but Nityananda is particularly noted for, is the uplifting the fallen. Patita Pavana Gaura Hari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Hari, is known as the purifier of the fallen, but practically Nityananda did that on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even more than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally directly did. Nityananda Prabhu is famous. Later, if we have the time and opportunity, we'll sing more bhajans about Nityananda Prabhu. How he would give love of Krishna even to the most fallen people. He doesn't. Of course, that's said of all the panchatattva. Patra 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 vichana hi nahi sthanastan jay jaha pai tare deya premodan. The panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, they do not discriminate who is qualified, who is not qualified, or what is a proper place, what is not a proper place. They give love of Krishna to anyone who's willing to take it. But particularly Nityananda is famous for delivering the most fallen. He would go among the chandalas, which are outside Vedic culture, and he would give Krishna consciousness even to them. So today we're celebrating that most merciful Nityananda Prabhu's appearance in this world in Ek Chakra. Just a few days ago in Ek Chakra, the temple, ISKCON temple of Lord of Gaur Nithai was opened in Ek Chakra in Birbhum district. It now comes under Birbhum district in West Bengal, although it's transcendental. It's not under, we may say, it's in, from the material perspective, it's correct to say that it's in Birbhum district of West Bengal. But actually, not only Ek Chakra, but all Gauram, Sri Gauram Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jane Chintamani, Tar Hoy Braja Bhume Bas, Narottam Das in another of his songs. On Monday evening, I'm planning to have a Monday, that means 2 days from now, is the disappearance, I believe, of Sri Narottam Das Thakur. So on that evening, we can have a session of singing some of the many songs composed by Narottam Das. So in one of them, he says, actually many of them are very famous among Bengali Vaishnavas. Many. So practically, Krishna consciousness has been sustained in Bengal throughout the generations. Largely, a major part of that has been the songs of Narottam Das. All the philosophy is there. All the philosophy, the feeling. So he says that the Shigara Mandala Bhumi, the land of which we may call West Bengal, is spiritual, transcendental. One who recognizes this doesn't actually live in this material world. He lives in Braja Bhumi, in the spiritual world, Vrindavan. So he appeared in West Bengal. Gaura means specifically the area which was under the Muslim kings, actually. Hindu kings and Muslim kings. Nityananda Prabhu appeared in Nirardhadesh. That's one particular area, West Bengal. I first went there, must have been, I think it must have been 1980 or 1981. I went to commission a sculptor to fashion the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I haven't been for a long time. We should all visit these places. Goramara Jeshabashtane Karilo Brahmana Ronge Sheshabashtana Haribo Ami Pranai Bhakata Shange. Bhaktivinoda Thakur aspires to visit all the places visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He aspires to visit in the association of loving devotees. Anyway, there are so many things to do. We have to preach in these horrible cities like Hyderabad. I mean, from a material point of view, it's not very nice, although people think it is nice, but it's not. We have to preach in all these places. Srila Prabhupada himself said that I wanted to visit so many places, holy places, but I didn't have the opportunity because I was busy preaching. So he sent Lokanath Maharaj, and you go by Padyatra. You go. You visit all these places. And in between you preach like this. So anyway, he appeared in Ekchakra in West Bengal, and Nittai. The name Nittai is very well known in Bengal. In West Bengal, in East Bengal, in Assam, wherever there are Bengalis. Of course, not all Bengalis have faith in Nityananda. There are Shaktas also. Traditionally, Bengali society, traditionally means for the last few hundred years, has been divided religiously, not considering the Muslims and the Buddhists and the Christians who came later. They didn't come later, they got converted. But among the Hindus, they're broadly divided into Shaktas and Vaishnavas. So the Vaishnavas, they're all pretty much Gauriya Vaishnavas. I didn't find in Bengal others. I mean, there were others. There are Ramanuja Vaishnavas, but they are Marwaris or Nimbaka Vaishnavas. But they're also non-Bengalis living in Bengal. So Vaishnavism in Bengal means Gauriya Vaishnavism. And the name of Nittai, Joy Nittai, is very famous throughout Bengal. Now, by the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, manifested through
the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu,
specifically through our Srila Prabhupada,
who is non-different from Nityananda Prabhu.
Now all over the world, people are chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Garadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I'm worshipping Gaura Nitai.
Actually, in Bengal, the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we'll find his deity is often worshipped with Radha Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Gauriya Mats, he mostly established deities of Radha Krishna. He didn't call by the name Radha Krishna. He would call them something like Vinoda Madhavji or something like this. He would give the name Vinoda for Radha. And then he would establish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with them. And those who are the other worshippers of when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was established not with Radha Krishna, they're mostly Gaura Gadadha or Gaur Vishnu Priya. That was mostly by the Nadia Nagari, upper Sampradaya. They worship in a wrong way. But those who, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained, that those who worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Madhurya Bhav, aiming for Radha Krishna Leela, they worship Gaura Gadadha. This is very esoteric. Gadadha is Radha, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Radha Krishna. But those who aspire for the worshipping him in Sakya Bhav, the mood of the cowherd boys, then they worship Gaur Nitai. So Srila Prabhupada established deities of Gaur Nitai all over the world. He also taught the standard Gauriya Siddhanta that worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ultimately not necessarily for everyone, but particularly aiming for Radha Krishna Prema. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada established Gaur Nitai because Nityananda Prabhu is especially merciful to the fallen. So Srila Prabhupada established Gaur Nitai. There may be also some esoteric reasons for that, but Nityananda Prabhu makes Krishna consciousness available very easily. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, what he came to give is far, far beyond the understanding of even great Vedic pundits, even of many Vaishnavas. But Nityananda Prabhu made it easy. Therefore, also, to get Nityananda, one also requires the mercy of Nityananda. That Kripa Bolo Kono Kora Ami Boro Dukhi, then, and then we have to go through Advaita also. Nitai Bhajile Gaur Pabe. If we worship Nityananda, we'll attain to Gaura. And Gaura means ultimately, what is that? Nitaya Karuna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. We ultimately, by the mercy of Nityananda, we can attain to Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So this is the Nityananda who we are worshipping. Even more merciful. They're both very merciful. They offered by the simplest method, the most joyful method, to the most fallen people, the highest possibility of love of God. That's mercy.
Mercy means to give someone something that they don't deserve, which is for their benefit, but which they don't deserve. So Kali Yuga, everyone is fallen. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates come and they lift us up. By in this age, people are they only understand sense gratification. So he gives the Nityananda gives a very joyful method. Gaur Nitai give a very joyful method of God realization, chanting the holy names and taking prasad. Taking prasad is a very important part of the pastimes of Nityananda and Gauranga. So I just said that Srila Prabhupada is Nityananda, and some of you may be wondering, what's going on here? Well, Srila Prabhupada himself said that in one letter he wrote about my Guru Maharaj, who is Nityananda Prabhu. So in this sense we understand that Nityananda is Balaram Tattva. Balaram is Guru Tattva. So the spiritual master, he himself should be Nityananda. He is Krishna Ananda Pradata, as we pray in the Guru Gayatri. We pray to him as being Krishna Ananda. He's full of Krishna bliss. So that is Nityananda. And that Nityananda, he manifests through the personage of the Guru. The mercy of the Guru means the mercy of Krishna, but particularly that is manifested through Balaram Nityananda. So when we say that the Guru is Nityananda, that should be true, otherwise not really a Guru in the truest sense of the term. But also he carries the he's non-different in the sense of carrying the mercy of Nityananda. So all over the world, by the mercy of Nityananda, received through Srila Prabhupada, the devotees of Nityananda, the devotees of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Garadha, Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, and the mercy of the devotees of Radha Krishna. They worship Gaur Nitai and raise their hands and chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Garadha, Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We worship Nityananda. We also will worship Narottama. We worship Prabhupada. We worship the Vaishnavas. But Nityananda, he is not a Vaishnava in the ordinary sense. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram. Just as Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna, so Brijendra Nandan Jai Shachi Shuta Hoilo Shai Balarama Hoilo Nitai. Again from Narottam's song, very well known, that Brijendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, has become the son of Shachi Devi, and Balaram. So Krishna becomes, in other words, Krishna has advented as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Balaram has advented as Nityananda. Very well known, I'll give an example. A few years ago, I was initiating in Mayapur. One devotee, I gave him the name Brijendra Nandan. So there's a Bengali group of devotees there. So I said, explaining the name, I said Brijendra Nandan Jai, and I left it like that, knowing that they would all say Shachi Shuta Hoilo Shai, because it's expected that they would know it, and they did know it. It's so with the songs of Narottam Das, they're so well known even today among Bengali Vaishnavas. So, Prabhupada explains about this in one of his purports, that there is no difference between the spiritual positions of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu,
or Krishna and Balaram. All of them are but different manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada explained why he established in Vrindavan a temple of Krishna and Balaram. That's unusual, because mostly the temples in Vrindavan are of Radha and Krishna. But he established Gauranitai with Krishna Balaram, and he explained that to demonstrate to the world that Gauranitai are non-different from Krishna and Balaram. In Orisha also, I'm seeing. The songs of Narottam Das, at least until recently, were very well known. It was all these songs. Of course, he wrote so many songs, but some of them are particularly famous and well known. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the Supreme Lord. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He once exhibited to Nityananda Prabhu a six-armed form, Shadbhuj, with the usual Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, and also a flute. That's only five, but you need two hands to hold a flute. So, six hands and five things to hold. Then the Lord showed to him his forearmed form, standing in the classic three curved posture, but with forearms. Then with two hands he showed, in that forearm form, two hands holding a flute and the other two a conch shell and disc. So Nityananda Prabhu is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Balaram is non-different from Krishna, but he always thinks of himself as a servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once arranged for Vyasa Puja. He wanted to worship Nityananda by Vyasa Puja. So in Vyasa Puja, as it's described in the Padatis, or the method of doing it, the person who is to be worshipped should first worship Vyasa. And then he's honored himself as a manifestation of Vyas. So we do that by, or I may do that by worshipping Prabhupada as the representative of Vyas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time Nimai Pandit, he brought a garland and gave it to Nityananda, means he gave it in his hands, with the idea that Nityananda would place that garland on Vyasa. But instead, Nityananda placed it on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to demonstrate that the origin of Vyasa is Krishna Chaitanya. So Vyasa is worshipped as being non-different from Krishna, and the Guru is worshipped as being non-different from Vyasa. And as Srila Prabhupada comments in this pastime, that the devotees present there, they're all devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personality of Godhead. But they came to understand by this pastime that Nityananda is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they're one.
One in the sense that, then of course there's separate personalities, but they're one person manifesting in different forms, but their mission is one. They come to this world for the same purpose, and that purpose is Dino Hino Jato Chilo Hariname Udharilo. Their purpose is to uplift the fallen, and they do that by the holy names of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally go with his followers chanting the holy names in public. Udila Varuna Purabha Bhagi Dvijamani Gaura Amani Jage Bhakata Shamoha Laya Shathe Gela Nagara Braja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu early in the morning would rise, and bringing his companions with him, he would go into the neighboring towns and villages, chanting the holy names of Krishna, Mukunda Madhava Jadava Hari, and exhorting the people also to do so. But in this matter of spreading the holy names to anyone and everyone, he deputed particularly Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas. They were in the widespread preaching of Krishna consciousness, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to inaugurate, and which Srila Prabhupada gave a massive boost to by taking it all over the world, that all started in the streets of Navadvip by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once calling Nityananda and Haridas and telling them, Shuno Shuno Nityananda Shuno Haridas Sarvatra Amaragya Karaha Prakash Prati Ghare Ghare Gya Kara E Bikha Bhaja Krishna Bolo Krishna Karo Krishna Shikha. He said, listen, Nityananda and Haridas, make my order manifested everywhere. Go to every door and beg, because you're supposed to. Nityananda and Haridas, they appeared as sadhus, which means beggars. When in the time of the census, on Indira Gandhi's time, there was a census done. So they put sadhus and beggars in one category. There were engineers, accountants, factory workers, and beggars and sadhus in one category. Well, there is a difference, but sadhus, they're generally known as bhikkhuk. But begging bhiksha is different from just begging, because by offering bhiksha, it's giving an opportunity to others to become benefited. Not that the person is in need. Anyway, that's a digression. So Haridas and Nityananda, they will go door to door, just like beggars go door to door, or sadhus may go door to door begging. But sadhus, they don't go to many doors. If they're actual sadhus, they have a limit. They'll go to so many doors in one day. In Madhukari and Vrindavan, I think it's 7 doors or 11 doors. There's some maybe different sadhus. And whatever they're given, they take. And if they get enough, they stop going. And if actually, they'll only take a little from each home. And if they don't get enough, then they don't take. They don't go to any more doors. They take it as the mercy of God. So he told them, you go door to door begging. You go to every door, not a limited number. Go to every door and beg. But what is your begging? Tell people to worship Krishna, chant the names of Krishna, and instruct others about Krishna. So this was the beginning of the preaching movement. Nityananda is the first guru, the first preacher. And he said to be more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's one very famous incident, means famous among Gauriya Vaishnavas, which demonstrates this. Of course, that might sound contradictory. How is he? He's the same, but he's more merciful. But in the personality of Godhead, all contradictions are resolved. Nityananda Prabhu simply manifests one aspect of the personality. He manifests more one aspect of the personality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is very merciful. Kotuki Nityananda Sahaja Dvayama. He is by nature very funny and very merciful. That is Nityananda. So one pastime in particular demonstrates the great mercy of Nityananda, the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. So one time Nityananda and Haridas, they would go out every day. It wasn't just one time, but every day they would go out requesting people to worship Krishna, say the names of Krishna, learn about Krishna. One time in the streets of Navadvip, they saw there was some great commotion. What was going on was that they came and they saw two drunkards who were talking, they were arguing and fighting with each other, and people were gathered round to watch their tomfoolery of these drunkards. So, Nityananda said to Haridas, "Oh, these are very fallen people. They would be good to deliver, to demonstrate the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So he went through the crowd. But the people warned, "You don't go to them. They're drunk now, but they're very dangerous. They're born Brahmin families, but they're two brothers, but they're murderers, pillagers, rapists. They're very dangerous people. Don't try to be too merciful with them. You be careful." But Nityananda, he wouldn't desist. And Haridas told him, be careful. Don't. There are plenty of others to deliver. Leave these two alone." But Nityananda was determined. So next day they came back and said that we have to find them, deliver them. So he came up to them and on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant the names of Krishna. So as demons, when they're asked to chant Hare Krishna, they don't think, "Oh, very good, very nice." They think, "Who's this telling me what to do? What is this? Something religious?" They become angry and upset. So Nityananda, he showed how a preacher should be humble and bold and ready to accept various difficulties. And what happened, Jagai and Madhai, they chased Nityananda and Haridas. Whoa, whoa! And Nityananda and Haridas were running away, and Haridas was saying, "You see, I told you, they got us in trouble." And Nityananda was just laughing because they, Jagai and Madhai, came to beat them. But on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, at the end of every day, Nityananda and Haridas would come and report about their preaching activities. So when Nityananda told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we tried to deliver these brothers, Haridas was a little grumpy, you could say, but Nityananda said, "Yes, we tried to," and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. So the next day, the actual deliverance came the next day, when Nityananda went to see the two brothers with the same idea. "Let's ask them to chant Hare Krishna again. No harm in trying." But what happened, Madhai, he threw a piece of earthen pot at Nityananda. Because in those days, wine came in earthen pots, not in bottles. Glass wasn't introduced to India at that time. So, in an earthen pot. You might see an earthen pot and think, "There's some water, let's drink it." But then by the smell, "Oh, it's wine." So as drunkards, they were just like a drunkard. You say he's fond of the bottle. So they had earthen pots, and they would drink and break being drunk. So they had some broken pot, and Madai, when he saw Nityananda coming, asked them to throw this at Nityananda's head, and blood came out of his transcendental body. But Nityananda, he didn't become upset, and he didn't become afraid. And again he asked them, "You please chant Hare Krishna." Jagai, he was amazed. What is this? How could he be so bold? He's not afraid, and he's trying to get us to chant the holy names. He's trying to do something for our benefit. Somewhere deep down in his consciousness, something awakened by the mercy of Nityananda. His original Krishna consciousness awakened, and he understood that Madhai, his brother, had made a great offense. Jagai fell down at the lotus feet of Nityananda and begged forgiveness for his foolish brothers, causing this great offense. But Lord Nityananda didn't even take it as an offense, because he's so merciful. He didn't think, someone's offending me, now I should punish them. But Madhai, he wasn't in the same mood. He thought, Jagai, what a nonsense you've become. And he wanted to again attack Nityananda. But Jagai stopped him. He held him back. He said, you should also surrender to Nityananda. Don't be such a rascal. So when the Nityananda was struck, immediately some devotees ran to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came running. He'd heard that, my Nityananda, he's been struck. Someone has offended him. Someone has hurt him. He came, he was so angry that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he summoned his Sudarshan Chakra to cut the head of Madhai, because you've made a great offense to Nityananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarari Vasahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadaharihi. He taught to chant the holy names very humbly, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, to be very tolerant, just like a tree, to offer respect to others and not expect respect for oneself. But in this instance, he didn't appear to be very humble or tolerant or giving respect to others. He wanted to kill Madhai in particular. But this was not a transgression of the Trinadapi Sunichta principle. But this was a demonstration that on one's own behalf, one should be very humble and tolerant and respectful to others. But if a Vaishnava is insulted, one should become angry like fire and not tolerate that. But Nityananda, being most merciful, he just as Jagai had restrained Madhai from further attacking Nityananda Prabhu, so Nityananda restrained Nimai. That, no, no, you don't attack him. You don't kill him. If you want to kill him, then your whole mission will be undone, because you're supposed to give mercy to the fallen. And in Kali Yuga, everyone is fallen. So if you have to kill him, then you have to kill practically everyone. In other avatars, you kill the miscreants. Vinashayata dushkritam. But in this avatar, you have come to uplift the miscreants to Krishna consciousness. So don't kill him. So hearing this plea, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed and said, okay, he was going to kill Jagai and Madhai. But I will not kill you. I will forgive you on the condition that you don't sin anymore. You give up all your sinful activities. And they agreed. And they had a change of heart. Prabhupada writes in commenting about this, that this is the specific kindness of Lord Chaitanya. In this age, no one can say that he is free from sin. It is impossible for anyone to say this. But Lord Chaitanya accepts all kinds of sinful persons on the one condition that they promise not to indulge in sinful habits after being spiritually initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. So this very famous pastime demonstrates how Nityananda Prabhu is even more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the limits of his tolerance, but Nityananda was so merciful that he delivered even those who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't deliver. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having left Bengal and gone to reside in Puri, he told Nityananda Prabhu, "You go and preach in Bengal. What is difficult for me to do, to preach there, you do." So Bengal was a very difficult preaching field. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed that. So he sent Nityananda Prabhu. So we'll take a break now, and approximately 11:30 we can resume. If any of you don't want to take a break, you can go on chanting the holy names. Some of you may have japa to chant. Anyway, I'll leave it up to Narottam to decide what to do between now and when I come back. Hare Krishna.